Looks like the Republicans blew another special election. And could this be a precursor for the upcoming Florida congressional elections on April 1st? Democrats won a state Senate special election in a district that President Trump carried by 15 points and hasn't elected a Democrat since voting for President Lyndon Johnson in 1964. Once again, we see a pattern of poor Republican performance in special elections. The Democrats' 50-49% victory gives them 23 seats in the state Senate as compared to the Republicans' 27. In the two upcoming Florida special congressional elections, Democrats have a huge financial advantage, outraising their favored Republican opponents by a combined 6-to-1 ratio. The two seats, anchored in Pensacola and Daytona Beach, are heavily Republican. If the GOP candidates lose even one of these two, political reverberations from such an upset will dominate the national political news. Democratic former Arizona State Representative Daniel Hernandez announced his candidacy in the special election to succeed the late Tucson Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva, who passed away earlier this month. Mr. Hernandez served 3 terms in the state House before losing a Democratic congressional primary in the adjacent 6th district back in 2022. He is credited with saving several lives during the tragic shooting event that nearly cost then-Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords her life in 2011. Mr. Hernandez's sisters, Alma Hernandez and Consuelo Hernandez, are both current members of the Arizona House of Representatives from the Tucson area. The special Democratic primary is scheduled for July 15th, with a special general election on September 23rd. Expected to soon announce her own congressional candidacy is Pima County Supervisor Adelita Grijalva, the late U.S. Representative's daughter. Tennessee Republican U.S. Representative John Rose made his long-awaited announcement for governor during the week, which many believe may be a political suicide run if GOP Senator Marsha Blackburn follows through and runs for governor as expected. For her part, Senator Blackburn was quoted as saying, "I intend to run," but has not yet launched a formal campaign. Republican Governor Bill Lee is ineligible to seek a third term, so the race will be open in 2026. A new Alaska Data for Progress poll finds defeated Democratic Congresswoman Mary Peltola leading Republican Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom 44-34% in the 2026 open battle for governor. Neither woman has officially announced their candidacies, but both are expected to run. Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy is ineligible to seek a third term under Alaska election law. In Ohio, Senator Bernie Marino has endorsed former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy in his race for governor. Democrats are hoping that defeated Senator Sherrod Brown will run. At this point, Mr. Brown is circumspect about whether he might run for governor, attempt to regain a Senate seat, or leave elective politics altogether. This concludes our Politics and Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.